All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we're finishing off today the first chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. So we left off V'chomash Yuchal Lachshov Shuemtsai L'kirva Hazos Yirdov Acharav V'yocheiz V'lo V'lo Yapir. So remember again, Ramchal was speaking about yesterday this idea, this spiritual magnetism, and this idea, ultimately, that whatever brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what I should be pursuing. Those things that do not bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the things that I have to try to avoid. And this is true in the material world as well. There are things in the material world that bring me closer, and therefore I have to pursue them. Things in the material world that distance me and I have to avoid them. Anything that could be an obstacle or a hurdle in my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yivrach mimeno kivroach min ha'esh. One should run away from it, the same way that one runs away from fire. Kinyan shene emar, davka nafshi acharecha, ki tamcha yiminecha. Literally, my soul clings to you. Kitamcha yiminecha, you have supported me like my right hand. Kevan shebi asoli olam inu ela letachlis hazeh. Since the entire essence of the purpose of life in this world is for this. This means what? Dahainu. Lahasiges hakorva hazos bemaltonaf shomikomo nehao mafsidaho. Since the entire essence of life is to be able to establish this sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only way to do that is to avoid those things which ultimately create obstacles in my connection. So we'll say, what Ramchal is pointing at is a twofold message. Number one, everything we've said over and over and over again, which is that the entire essence of life is shleimus, we want to become complete. Completion can only be found with dveikus, with clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus is found in many different ways. Dveikus is found in mitzvos. Dveikus can even be found through the material world, as long as ultimately, again, it's the usage of the material in the most appropriate way. Life is all about continuing to do those things that bring me closer and avoiding those things that ultimately create a distance. V'hine achar she'adano v'espar eslinu amitas haklal hazeh. After we've established the truthfulness of this principle, Yesh lanu lach kor al pratov lefi madrego sehem mitchilas adavra ad sofo. So now, essentially, what Ramchal says is this is all very nice in an abstract construct, meaning that we want dveikos. Dveikos ultimately creates shleimos. Now the question, of course, is how do we actually accomplish this? He says he chooses, and we already said this in the introduction, he chooses to use the framework of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, kimosha sidra and Rav Pinchas ben Yair b'mamar shalom, she'evanu kvar b'akdamah, seinu v'heim, hazihiros, hazrizos, hanekios, hapishos, hatara, hasidos, hanova, yiras achit v'hakdusha. So remember again, the Ramchal already said in his introduction that the way he chooses to structure his sefer Mesilas Yesharim is based on the statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, remember, essentially gave us, for lack of a better term, almost like we'll call it the 11 step plan for spiritual growth. So therefore, again, the Ramchal is going to choose to use this model as our model for growth. So we'll say now the rest of Mesilas Yesharim is dedicated to going through each of these steps proposed by Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So now remember, so far what we've had is we've had our introduction, and in our introduction we've established the idea that Ramchal's entire essence, his entire motivation for the Sefer, is I'm not here to introduce anything new, I'm not here to introduce any chidushim, rather I'm here to go ahead and review and reinforce that which already everyone already supposedly knows, and my job simply is to go ahead and to highlight those things that are so obvious that they are sometimes forgotten. That's theme of introduction. Theme of chapter one, life is all about shleimus, life is all about completion, right? Mostly that's what we want. At the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing. We all want to feel shalom. We all want to feel complete. The difference is that very often we just look for completion in all the wrong places. So we want completion. So completion comes about, according to Ramchal, because of Dveikos, a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Dveikos is established either through mitzvos, and also through proper use of the material world. And life is all about making a decision. When faced with an opportunity or a decision, we ask ourselves one simple question. Will this bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or will it bring me further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If it brings me closer, do it, use it. If it doesn't, then what? Perhaps it should be avoided. So with that, let's begin now, Perek Beis. So Perek Beis is titled, Bebeir Midas HaZihirus, explaining the Midah of Zihirus. What does Zihirus mean? Hine inyon haZihirusu. So the essence of this Midah of Zihirus is, Sheyehiya ha'adam nizhar b'ma'asav u'b'inyonav. A person should literally be careful with his actions and all of his goings-ons, right? And everything that happens. Now, what does that mean, to be careful? Kilomar misbonin u'mifakeach al kol ma'asav. Person has to contemplate and check of all of his actions and all of his pathways. Hatovim heim imlo. Are they good or are they not? Levilti azov nafsho l'sakonas avadon. Lest he leave his soul to the danger of being left, of avadon being lost. Chas v'chalila. V'lo yelich b'mahalo chergelo ki iver ba'afilo. And he should not walk in the ways of habituation like a blind person in the dark. So we'll say here the Ramchal highlights something which is absolutely amazing. This is the first step in ultimately finding Dveikos, finding connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by extension, finding Shlemos, finding completion, is Zihiros, is to be careful in thinking about the things that I do. Now what does that mean? The Ramchal says the greatest danger we face in life is not the danger of sin. The greatest danger we face in life is the danger of habituation, of no longer thinking, that we do things a certain way because this is how we've done it. Right? If you think about this for a moment, I'm not a businessman, but I've heard that very often it's the demise of a business if they just continue to always do things the way they did it, because that's the way we've done it. So people who don't, or businesses that don't adapt, or that don't change, or that don't look at current realities on the ground, ultimately die. The Ramchal says the truth is, it's no different in a person's life. Right? That's what happens in life, and we all know this because it happens to all of us, is we get into a rhythm or a routine, and the truth is that rhythm might have started when we're younger, or might have started when we were different people, and we continue that. And we continue to continue that rhythm, even though really it's probably not the best rhythm for me, but it's the one that I have been doing. So the Ramchal says, the Midah of Zihirus, which literally means Zahir, means to be careful or to be concerned, ultimately means to always live a life of introspection where, again, I'm thinking about what it is that I am doing. I'm constantly thinking and checking and assessing if the way I am living, the things that I am doing, and the decisions that I am making are correct or not. Because if you don't do this, then you're no different than a person who is blind. Just like a person who is blind can't see where he's going, ultimately, again, without contemplation and without thought about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, I'm blind as well. This is something that intuitively makes sense. Since a person has intellect, and Abba said, this intellect could literally save me, could save myself, and to distance me from losing my soul, meaning Abba said, because sometimes we make such grievous errors, not because we don't care, and not because it doesn't matter, but simply because we're not thinking. Because, again, I'll say, you know, we never have this moment where you wake up one day and you realize, like, I've been doing things the same way for the last amount of time. And the truth is, I can't believe, like, I never took a step back and said to myself, you know, wow, like, why didn't I... I've never thought about this. You know, and it's amazing. You see this sometimes where, you know, one of the things that I've been present with people in their last moments, and one of the most, like, life-changing things is where you hear a person say in their final moments in this world, you know, like, I really should have given a little bit more thought to the way that I lived. I really should have thought a little bit more to the construct of my life. But I created for myself this personality. I created for myself this paradigm. I created for myself this structure of life. And that's kind of what I was vested in. And I was so vested in it that I just never took a step back to say, is this really right? Is this good for me? Is this the person I should be? Is this the way that I should live? Are these the actions that I should do? So the Chassam says, that's the midah of zehirus, that every once in a while, not every once in a while, we're going to see how often it is, person has to ask, like, is this the right thing? Is this the right way to talk? Is this the right action to do? Is this the right lifestyle to live? Ki achar ishi yesh la'adam deah v'haskel. I'm sorry. Let's skip down. Ein lecha psichos v'holei lus ramizeh. So look what he writes. He says, vada, he says, there is nothing worse in life. And this is a very strong statement. There's nothing worse and there's no greater silliness in life than not to take the time to reflect on the decisions that I'm making and the life that I'm leading. Va'osekein, as someone who lives life without zihiros, which just means without paying attention, without reflecting on his actions and the way that he's living. Look what he writes. Hinehu pachos mehabehemos v'achayos. Such a person like that is less than an animal. Asher betivam lishmar es atzmam va'alkein yivrechu v'yanusu mikol ma she'ira elohem heyosu mazikus. He will say, at least animals instinctively know to stay away from things that are harmful to them. They understand. Now, maybe they don't learn the first time, but after they get hurt the first time, they understand that they have to change things. At least animals have instinctively this idea that you have to contemplate and you have to think about the things that may be harmful. So many people live life without even this animalistic level of awareness. Some chaos is a person who lives life without this awareness, without this assessment, without always looking at, you know, say this. To me, this is one of the most important chapters in the Ramchal, because what the Ramchal is saying over here is we become so vested, right? Doesn't everyone know what's right? I know what's right. I know how it should be done. I know how this. No, you don't. No, you don't. You think you know. But the truth is we become so vested in what we think we know and what we think is right that we never take the time to step back and to say, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need a little bit of course correction. Maybe I should reevaluate and readjust my perspectives. And he says, even animals understand this instinctively. If we don't do it, we're less than animals. He goes on, he says, if a person walks in their world without contemplation, if the path that he's going on is good or bad, hinehu kisuma haholich asvasanar. Rabbi says, a person who walks through life without introspection and without analysis and without a self-check about whether or not what I'm doing is correct or not, he is like a blind person who walks on the edge of the river, asher sakanasa vadayatsuma, who's obviously sakana, is exceptionally acute, the ra'aso krova me'atzalaso. And the truth is, statistically speaking, he's probably going to get into trouble more than he'll be able to avoid it. To walk through life without contemplation, to walk through life without assessment, to walk through life without actually asking myself, are the actions that I'm engaging in right? Is the lifestyle that I'm leading right? Are the decisions that I'm making correct? To live life without that level of what he calls zihirus is like walking blind throughout life on the edge of the dangerous river. Otherwise, we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up with Ki'ulam. Remember, again, the next time we'll be learning is on Friday, because both tomorrow morning, Tanis Esther, as well as Purim, the daf starts at 5:45. So, Mirtzu, we'll pick up with Messias Yesharim, re-energized and renewed on Shushan Purim. We'll put some extra caffeine in the coffee, Mirtzu Hashem. We'll stop over here. No, Chas V'Shalom.